Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 8, 1806. Sergeant Pryor arrives. Today, Sergeant Pryor and party come down the Yellowstone River and report that they have lost the horses, and as a result have had a difficult time catching up with the rest of the party. Captain Clark writes today,
"At 8 a.m., Sergeant Pryor, Shannon, Hall, and Windsor came down the river in two canoes made of buffalo skins. Sergeant Pryor informed me that the second night after he parted with me on the River Rochejon, he arrived about 4 p.m. on the banks of a large creek, which contained no running water. He halted to let the horses graze, during which time a heavy shower of rain raised the creek so high that several horses which had straggled across the channel of this creek was obliged to swim back. Here he determined to continue all night, it being in good food for the horses. In the morning he could see no horses. In looking about their camp, they discovered several tracks within 100 paces of their camp, which they pursued, found where they had caught, and drove off all the horses. They pursued on 5 miles, the Indians there divided into two parties. They continued in pursuit of the largest party 5 miles further. Finding that there was not the smallest chance of overtaking them, they returned to their camp and packed up their baggage on their backs and steered a northeast course to the River Rochejon, which they struck at Pompey's Tower. There they killed a buffalo bull and made a canoe in the form and shape of the Mandans and Ricaras, the form of a basin. Sergeant Pryor informs me that the cause of his building two canoes was for fear of one's meeting with some accident in passing down the Rochejon, a river entirely unknown to either of them, by which means they might lose their guns and ammunition, and be left entirely destitute of the means of procuring food. He informed me that they had passed through the worst parts of the rapids and shoals in the river without taking a drop of water, and waves raised from the hardest winds does not affect them. On the night of the 26th, the night after the horses had been stolen, a wolf bit Sergeant Pryor through his hand when asleep, and this animal was so vicious as to make an attempt to seize Windsor when Shannon fortunately shot him. Sergeant Pryor's hand has nearly recovered. Captain William Clark, August 8, 1806.
Being in a hurry to meet up with Clark, Pryor forgot his saddlebags, which contained his papers. He had also taken the note that Lewis left. Bratton was sent back with Pryor to search for the lost papers and retrieve the note. Pryor did return with his saddlebags, but it was assumed there were no journals and only papers consisting of letters and other notes. There is no evidence that Sergeant Pryor kept a journal as he was supposed to. Perhaps he could not write. Not unusual 200 years ago. According to Moulton, Sergeant Pryor's route probably roughly paralleled present-day Interstate 90, or maybe I-94, which would have kept the river in view, something he was directed to do. He may have camped on Fly Creek, as some historians think, in Bighorn County, Montana, several miles west of present-day Hardin. Pryor and his men were in the country of the Crows, or Absaroka, who were renowned horse thieves. Tomorrow, 6 miles to Shields and Gibson.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.